Hello and welcome to Unlimited Realities. I'm your host, Lisa Zimmer. And today I am speaking to a wonderful guest. I've had her on before, Shira Adler. Shira is both an advocate for and author of a book on the benefits of medical marijuana. And her book is called The ABCs of CBD. And I've had Shira on before. Shira's a wonderful guest. She's so informed. She's on the cutting edge of everything that is to benefit us, both holistically and medicinally through herbs. And so she is the expert of the benefits of CBD therapy and the medicinal benefits. And during this time of COVID, I was thinking she would be a great guest to have come on to talk about, you know, the benefits of what CBD can do for anxieties and stress, because there's so much of that, and I'm hearing such repeats of the same things from people that I know CBD can benefit. But then in talking to Shira and getting the show organized, Shira enlightens me to a new mode of insight and information that she's going to turn us on to as well. So without any more pause or hesitation, let me bring on Shira. So audience, welcome, welcome. The expert, the queen, the informative, insightful soul that she is, and the author of The ABCs of CBD, Shira Adler. Welcome, welcome, my dear. Thank you for coming on Unlimited Realities today.
Oh, Lisa, you are such a goddess, and it is always a joy to have. Every time I see your name pop up on an email, I get super happy, and you are the antidote to my stress for COVID. So thank you so much for having me on as a guest again. I love speaking with you.
Oh, I love
how your audience is so engaged and so conscious and wise, and it's such a great, great honor. So thank you.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you. I always love speaking with you. You're such a wealth of information. And so let's talk a little bit about, first, you are the author of The ABCs of CBD, and such an incredible Bible for everybody, especially as we're moving through. You know, I don't want to go over repeated information, because I think we've saturated the market of, yes, CBD is a great alternative, okay?
Right.
You know, let's talk a little bit about why it's a great alternative right now during COVID, and then we can move into some new topic, okay?
Absolutely. Fact is, if people needed the basics, go ahead, read the book, you'll get a wealth of information. But the fact is, we are in a really unusual place right now as a society. I live in New York, so I am based literally right outside the epicenter of where this started in New York. I'm in Westchester County. So we have been especially hard hit by COVID in this state. And it's just so interesting when I have talks with people who, depending where you live, you have and carry a different level of awareness, of fear, of anxiety, of disregard. I mean, I want to honor all opinions here. But the fact is, we have never as a world been in the place that we now find ourselves in. And it's really, really difficult to navigate. So if I can say one sentence that would summarize why cannabinoids are essential, I'm going to reference something we did talk about earlier. They are natural compounds with these cannabinoids, right? CBD is short for cannabidiol. It's one of about 140 of these compounds that are especially good to regulate what is called our endocannabinoid receptor system. And that system regulates and balances all of our other systems. So think about that. If you have heightened anxiety, and you show me one person right now in this country, in this world, who doesn't have that. One person right. with anxiety, PTSD, social anxiety, deeper levels of depression, you know, every single human being on this planet right now has that connective tissue. We have a shared collective consciousness of heightened anxiety and stress. And your endocannabinoid receptor system, cannabinoids, help to balance and regulate on a mental health level. This is what some of the earliest research has shown. So if you ever considered, like, maybe I need it, maybe I don't, is CBD good for me, is it useful, just be your own litmus test. Because the fact is, you're stressed. There's no question that we are stressed, and our systems are almost in a fight or flight mode. A lot of people, are experiencing things they've never really identified or experienced, never mind those who currently do already carry a mental health diagnosis or a challenge. Cannabinoids, more than ever. And hopefully, if we really wake up, because I think this is an opportunity to understand, we are at humanity's reset point. That's what's going on right now. So you have an opportunity to invite some really profound change and self-care on a level you've never experienced it, and it's never been more essential that you do experience it.
What about people who have to kind of switch their mindsets from still thinking, you know, CBD is associated with THC and the stoner realm of it? Because, you know, I think there's benefit for both, personally, CBD and THC, but there's such a closed-minded perspective I've run across, and I've been surprised to run across it because I've found it in people not very old, you know, and I've found it in people who look at CBD and still associate it with, you know, getting high or not having the benefit, the medicinal benefit that it actually does. So how can we like switch that perspective a little bit?
And the funny part is it is so true what you said. I am still completely flabbergasted by the fact that people have not recognized you don't know what you don't know. That's the super title on my book. And the reason I say it is if you want to be caught in the way you were raised or what you used to think, and you're not open-minded enough to explore the possibility that you simply don't know what you don't know, that THC or what you think you're afraid of, which is the quote high, the euphoria, you need to understand two things. The plant in its complete form, whether you're talking cannabis or hemp, there are two different sides of the same species. There's marijuana and there is the hemp side. But the plant in either side and in full form contains all cannabinoids, THC is just one of them. So depending on the kind of product, how you're using it, what it's for, and what it's alleviating, that's the difference between treating it like a medicine and being stuck in the stigma around what you are afraid that it will do, which is the high. But THC in only in recreational products is designed to enhance euphoria. In our products, in mine or any other standard hemp or cannabis product, it's about the balance of ratio. It's about symmetry. It's about everything that would exist in any multivitamin. You got a little bit of, you know, this and that, and it's how they work together. So I just keep encouraging people, please get educated. Please consider the fact your body is designed for this. And by the way, we produce THC in our breast milk. So we produce cannabinoids. They exist in our body already. They're part of us. They're part of nature. And if you're using a hemp-based product, then you actually have far, far, far less of that THC molecule, that cannabinoid, because by law, you can't have more than 0.3%, which produces no euphoria. You cannot get high off of a CBD or a hemp full-spectrum product. Cannot happen.
Right. And the benefits are phenomenal for stress, for anxiety, for people who are feeling the overwhelm. I know the benefits of CBD on how it can absolutely bring more of a perspective or a grounding. It just really does make the anxiety subside. So
I'd like to encourage people. Yes, so true. You know, let's think about how people are sheltered right now, right? Let's look at how we're experiencing our daily life. Everybody's making the best of it, depending where you are in the country, what your activity levels are. And yet, if you looked at what the first businesses were that were considered essential businesses, liquor stores never closed. Liquor stores are considered essential, mostly because of a purely medical response. Well, okay, we can say that, but I think it's the taxes, and the government wanted the taxes. But let's just say, for the sake of giving them the benefit of the doubt, that they did it because they cared about people's conditions. If you're an alcoholic, if you are in a functional alcoholic, and you're all of a sudden in a position where you can't access what you think your body needs, we have problems. Wow. We have an increase of domestic abuse. We have, and actually that's a real concern and a problem going on with COVID right now.
Right.
You're trapped with people sometimes that you shouldn't be stuck with. And if you don't have access to that alcohol, and you are an alcoholic, it can really affect you on a medical, physiological, biochemical level, right? We know this. So they allow that. And they're like, yeah, have a glass of wine. Make sure you relax. You know, there are a lot of Zoom happy hour, virtual happy hours. I've done a bunch of them. They're fun. You know, I get together with my girlfriends. I have a birthday party after this podcast to jump on with a friend in Switzerland who can't get back to New York. You name it. I'm not judging. And a glass of red wine for me is great once in a while. But why are we not treating cannabis as a medicine? Let's say you do need stronger, you need more of the entourage effect, you need more of the THC to balance the cannabinoids. You have a diagnosis code. Your doctor's already recognized you have this and that. Why is it that we're not supporting, and finally we are, cannabis dispensaries as being just as valid and just as essential? Because, by the way, you can't hurt your body with it in the way you can with alcohol. There's no question.
Right.
They're incomparable in terms of health benefits.
Right.
So, again, I encourage you, why don't you try to, you know, and I'm not advocating, of course, for minors or misappropriate or misuse, because
of course,
you can abuse anything if you have a personality to abuse something, right?
Right.
But if you're talking about self-care, smoking is better than drinking. I'm sorry, it just is on every level.
Well, And I totally agree, and I can only imagine, you know, the taxed system that in states where it does have medical legalization or medical marijuana legalization, how there must be a flood right now of extra applications for licenses, because I can't, you know, at this time of anxiety and stress that I'm seeing in people. This is a great alternative to medicines or prescriptions or anxiety drugs or, you know, things that maybe have side effects or are going to contribute differently, because we are going through a big change. And I think the emotional changes that we're going through are something that it's not something that people are used to having to look at. Like you said, it's definitely affecting relationships. We're in relationships or not in relationships, and looking at relationships differently, because we're sequestered with people differently. So
That's right.
we have to focus on our relationships more intentionally, you know, and look at them from a way of how we're navigating, how we're communicating. And what we're going to do outside of COVID. You know, I'm looking at, you have all these pieces that are running through in regard to bettering the human holistically. And recently come across a new healing method, modality, machine I'd like to introduce the audience to. Let's talk a little bit about how, you know, in moving through COVID, there's so many different things that are showing up. You know, I talked a little bit about it today in my post. It's like I'm inundated with my email of take this class, do this thing, buy this product. And it's all, of course, marketing around COVID. And some good, some bad, and some crazy. Okay, I'm just, you know, going to put it out there. I'm ad nauseated. However, you have hit upon something that is a very valid piece, and I know its validity for a little bit of time. I was introduced to it briefly through a friend of mine, and I know very little, so I'm not going to talk on this. I'm going to hand this over to you to educate us and enlighten us upon this information. But let's talk about what has crossed your path recently, how it came to be in regard to its inventor, and the benefits today in navigating COVID and how it can show up. So let's talk about the Rife machine. Shira, bring it on.
Yeah, it's actually right. It's related to the Rife machine. So I was laughing when you said that I'm inundated with things. I don't want to. I'm really going to fully admit it. I can't tell you some of the junk that I have now bought on through Facebook and things that I was like, well, that looks interesting. yes, we are being. I've never shopped as much online. I'm not doing a ton of it because of, you know, I still run a small business, but you are so right. There's stuff coming up left, right, center every day. I was like, oh, I could use that exercise device because God knows I'm a little stagnant now. So Oh my gosh, it's so true. I bought myself, I had a quarantined birthday in April, and I bought myself a t-shirt, you know, the things that I would normally never do, but I had to commemorate having a COVID quarantined birthday month, and it was an April Aries, you know, t-shirt.
Aww.
So I get it. I'm with you. It's so true. And there are a lot of people doing really, really well at this. Thank you. Woohoo. Yes, yes. I took a walk with my dogs and, you know, I spent time with my kids. But it is, it's really, really true. It's the new phenomena. But at the same time that there's a lot of inundation of garbage. So for 30 years, you know, even with my the reason I'm into cannabis and hemp and holistic healthcare, I have been studying various from shamanic modalities to, you know, new age quantum physics inspired modalities. That's my world. I've been in it for a long time. So something resonated recently with me when I was introduced to something called the Healy device, H-E-A-L-Y. So we'll put it out.
Okay.
I'm just going to rub, I'm hosting a webinar on Wednesday. So if people want more information, we're going to be tissue, which is the foundation of what this energy frequency device is, between science and spirituality. So think about it this way. We have devices now. There's a technology that's existed for 30 years. It was called Time Waver. It's a the current version is a much, much, much smaller and, you know, a little more affordable device, like half the size of your cell phone. But it's based on the same technology that's been around for a long time. And people know it by different names. They know it by Time Waver. They know the Rice Machine. They've heard of the Beamer Mat. They're kind of similar in that what they're talking about is how the body needs energy frequencies to adjust and heal itself. And if you know one thing about our systems, the reason we need aromatherapy and cannabinoids and all this, but at the core, what we're really taking in is the energy frequency of those compounds, right? That's, we are energy.
Right.
At the very, very center of every atom, every cell, it's energy, it's water. It's the ability to imprint emotions on the water in our bodies. So that's the work of Dr. Emoto, Masaru Emoto, from years ago. So anyone who's ever been around quantum physics, energy healing, any of these other devices, this might already be somewhat familiar, and it is to me. But what I loved about this particular version is that it's coming out, it just came out in the U.S. May 1st. So it's very, very new here. And it's the only, which I found surprising, the FDA actually did something I'm proud of them for, which is they approved this device as a class 2 medical device as on a direct sales platform, which is very unusual. So I have to think that, again, as we are at humanity's reset point, finally, there are modalities and there are things that people can share directly, and we can really look at the core of what it is to be a spiritual being having a human experience in a physical body. And the only thing from my late father, who was he was an early neuroscience expert, he actually created a field that became neuroscience called the biological basis of behavior. So again, I was raised both metaphysically and very scientifically. I have a foot in both worlds. That's why I love this so much. He taught me that the body always responds perfectly to whatever stimulus it receives. Now, by perfectly, I don't mean it's a great response, but I mean it's a perfect response. It's appropriate to whatever the stimulus is. So if we have toxins, if we're eating badly, if there's environmental junk, if there's emotional junk, if we're sequestered with people we're not totally digging, you know, there are all these, you know, responses. The stimulus comes in. Our systems respond perfectly, but that perfect response is sometimes really not so great. So what can we do? It always comes back to the what can we do to elevate, to inspire, to educate, to connect, to heal, to transmute and transcend that stimulus. And that's what energy does. So I'm a big believer in a combination of quantum physics, bioenergetics, and 5D hardcore energy healing. And that's what Healy does. It's a combination of science and spirituality at a time where we absolutely need it. So if you think about, if I can sell, you know, or give somebody my CBD or my aromatherapy, excellent, here you go, use it all day long. If I can also transmute the energy of that CBD, if I can do an energy healing, if I can transmit it on a frequency to you because I can't see you, I can't get to you, that would be doing, taking what I do and elevating it to the nth degree. And that's what Healy can do.
Oh, that's incredible. That's incredible.
Yeah.
What a phenomenal reality that the FDA has recognized this. I mean, that's just absolutely astounding. It's almost like, yeah, It's like,
well, here's the funny part. They didn't totally recognize. They only recognize it and categorize it as a class two, but they're very specific in the language. That's why I'm saying I'm running a webinar. We don't record the webinars because we have people sharing stories that the FDA would not be totally fond of. But people are very real when they talk to me personally. So we're, that's why I do conversations, you know, so we're careful to not make any, you know, we're not making certain medical claims. I'm talking theoretics about the science and you know what I'm saying? Wink, wink. So it's more about appreciate that it was approved for certain conditions and things, but the same problem we have in cannabis and hemp, we're not allowed to legally say certain things, but you just have to know what you have to know and you experience what you experience and it'll be self-evident.
Right, and it's individual. It's like anything energetically, it's individual upon the individual's energy. So the reception of the individual is going to receive it either stronger or less depending upon their, you know, assimilation of it. So for me, I really see this as, you know, quite a validation to energy medicine. I mean, really, because like that. It's that next step of where we're going in how we look at how viruses, how illness affects the body. And it all comes in energetically, you know?
And actually, on my webinar on Wednesday, it's my 27th, people can just email me and I'll send you the link. They can just write an email to ShiraSynergyStore@gmail.com. I will tell you that the person I'm interviewing, Lisa, you're going to love, love, love him. He has 5 degrees, 2 PhDs. The second is from Harvard Medical School, but he also had 2 near-death experiences. So this man is like me. He is medically, metaphysically, and scientifically grounded in both, but he's literally one of the world's best atomic physicists. This man understands energy better than any human I know. And he is going to be with me on the call. So we are going to really get into some really interesting discussions because this device and all of what we do through our products and all that, it is about energy frequencies. And this device has so far 144,000 frequencies. So imagine being able to not just take your good supplement or take your, you know, whatever you do in your daily life and in your home to have a holistic, clean lifestyle, but be able to say, oh, I need to boost the cannabis frequency. I need the chamomile frequency. I need the, and even if you don't know, a device that can scan you in real time and read. So it's just the most extraordinary tool. And I'm so grateful that at this time, when we need it most, we now have this growing information, whether it's cannabis and hemp, any holistic nutritional aspects. I mean, really, this goes mind, body, spirit.
Right.
In a way, nothing in my life I've ever seen like it.
Well, you know, I can feel your energy. I mean, your energy is contagious. So tell us again when this is. When is this interview? When are you going to be talking?
Yeah, I'll send anyone information. So the webinar is this Wednesday coming up. So we're recording now on May 27th at 8 p.m. Eastern, which is a little late for the East Coast people, but that's because we have a gentleman who's a naturopath in the Philippines, so it's 8 a.m. his time, and he's going to be sharing some remarkable information. So we do pull people from all over the world to talk about these things in a very in-depth way, and it's really, I'm just so honored to be a part of any healing movement that I feel like finally we can do things that we've never been able to do before, and for people like us who've been for 20, 30 years working to help take care of the human race. And remember, I believe strongly we are stewards of each other in this planet. But I will tell you that Kai, my scientist, his spiritual name is Metakai. I call him Kai for short, but his real name is Dr. Sean Clark. And he told me, he said, Shira, do you understand that everything we've always been taught, everything in the universe in terms of law of physics tends to decay and rot? But we're also taught that everything has an equal and opposite reaction. So what is the opposite reaction of decay and rot and death? It's unity. It's synergy and symmetry and longevity and connectedness. And why don't we talk about that? So really, that's the foundation of what I've been doing my entire life. And he said, you know, a virus can be disassembled. And I said, I'm sorry, say that again? And he's going to talk about that on the webinar Wednesday. A virus can be disassembled. Your body does have the ability to break a virus down naturally in its own forms. So that
wow.
is why I'm like, oh, that takes what I do and elevates it a little to the nth degree. And that's why I want to start doing these. I'll share the information. People should just reach out on email or contact me through social media at the one Shira Adler, T-H-E numeral one, and my full name. And I'm excited because now I'm like, we have cannabinoids and we have people looking to elevate and take care of each other and connect to each other. And now we have energy frequency device. I mean, this is, as much as this is a dark time for the planet, it's also an opportunity.
Right.
And that's what I hope. I hope we get woke.
And I love that. I love how you're shining the light and holding on to it and looking at this in the perspective of what we are bringing into this change rather than what we're losing, because there's so much focus and fear and emphasis upon the change being a loss and moving away from things and not having life resume as it was. But there's so much in this that I really feel is, you know, out of necessity births genius, right? So we've got
Absolutely.
All these pieces that are, you know, coming together out of necessity. And I really see more of the optimism, more of where we can go and grow. This being an obvious piece right here, what you're talking about today, because this
right.
is something that exposes us and opens us up to hope. It opens us up to integration. It opens us up to expansion.
Right.
And it's an energy that can be measured. So you've got the
mm-hmm.
science coming and marrying the spirit, you know. And,
right.
and who doesn't love that, you know? Who doesn't love quantum physics, like just showing up and marrying the whole science-spirit thing going on? It's just,
right.
I know, to me, that's life, you know. To me, that's just how life is. So,
to me too. That's exactly the point, right? And you know what you just said?
I
thought it was so interesting. I don't want to diminish, nor absolutely. You know, like I said, I live in an area that's been pretty hard hit. Every day I was getting emails.
Right.
And I do want to honor and recognize the loss is real. It's substantial. There are a lot of
yes.
souls leaving the planet. But those are, you know, as I say, because I'm a past life regressionist, right? Have been for many years. The greatest
right.
catalyst for growth is pain, suffering, and challenge. It's the only reason we incarnate into physical form is to have certain experiences. And tragedy and trauma bring people together and cause paradigm shifts in how they think. So we honor
right.
and respect and we miss and we're grateful to the lives and the people that are on a soul level leaving this planet. And yes, it's pretty difficult on a human brain level, but look what we're gaining. We're gaining the opportunities.
Right.
We're gaining new experiences. We're also gaining simplicity again. We're focusing on community farms. We're focusing on growing some food in our backyards. We're focusing on
right.
spending more time with our children. We're doing things in the world, and animals are taking back pockets of the world. There are some really funny WhatsApp videos floating around where you see literally penguins walking down the streets in South Africa and just all kinds of things we'd never thought we'd experience.
Right.
And
yep.
even the fish coming back in the canals in Venice and the skies over China being cleared for the first time in God knows how
right.
many decades. Ozone holes, you know, clearing up and closing. There are things that are so remarkable and beautiful that it is the balance and the duality of all things.
That is, it's the balance. It is the balance. And we were forced to do it. It's absolutely astounding that planet, we came together for a global fix. And I think that as we see India, you know, the Himalayas, and we see, you know, LA's skies blue, and we see these little miracles, you know, that we've created and co-created with God, with essence, with energy, with spirit, with force, with all of this is something we are capable of. And so, you know, your introduction into these little safe pieces for people that we're talking about, you know, like, hey, it's okay. You're not going to lose your mind in a, you know, hypnotic trance of euphoria. If you take CBD for anxiety, it's okay. Or, you know, you tap into the Healy energy system of transformation and being able to actually create more of a positive change. So, you know, I love how life offers these opportunities, and we have to look at the silver lining. We have to look at the bright light, and you're such the bright light. So we're shining a lot of that out today. So again, let's tell the audience where they can find you and reach you if they haven't gotten written down your email, your website before.
Thank
I know
you.
I want to
so
say
sweet.
It again. Sure.
Yeah, so people Go can ahead. Find me on social at The One Shira Adler. That's T-H-E, numeral one, and my name, S-H-I-R-A-A-D-L-E-R. They can find me through shiraadler.com, sign up for my newsletter. The my company site is shirasynergy.com. And if anyone has a question or wants to join the webinar or find more about Healy, drop me an email to shirasynergystore@gmail.com. I answer all questions. I try to get back to everybody. I, too, am getting inundated, but that's why we're home. Plenty of time. It might take me a minute, but I will respond personally, and it's an honor because I'm here to help transmute this energy into something powerful and beautiful and connected.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Shira, for coming on today. It has been a joy talking to you. I'm loving this whole new energy shift that you're talking about, and I'll be able to look at those videos that you sent me later on today. So
yes, I have
I will
videos,
be in touch.
Lots of fun stuff. So whatever you need, whatever someone needs, reach out. I'm happy to help you to learn to take care of yourself in more deeply meaningful ways than you ever thought possible. That's what I do.
Thank you so much, Shira, and thank you, audience, for tapping in today and tuning in. And God bless you during all this transformation. I know that we're going to get through it to the end. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And until next week, we'll talk then. Thank you again, Shira. Have a blessed week.
Blessings, honey.